Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
With a great guest today, and I am so happy that you're all here with me. I want to say hello to chat, say hello to everyone on the phone lines, and also to my guest who is going to be here in just a few minutes. Today you are listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and our guest today is Grant Collier. He is a UK medium. They're so special. I just love them. Even though our mediums are cool, great, and fabulous, it is interesting to see how they work. And I do think that we all work a little differently. So I love bringing the variety to everyone. Anyway, Grant is also a paranormal investigator. He's pretty famous. He works with a few companies over in the UK. He also does some famous people. I don't, you know, want to tell them until actually he comes on and he can tell you himself. But I have some announcements I'd like to make before we actually get to the phone lines. First, I want to thank everybody for being here, and I just want to give you some information. We are on YouTube. I still can't figure out how to put more than 15 minutes on, but at least you can see the 15 minutes. I put up about two clips, so you will be able to go today if you like my channel and see who I am, what I do actually live. And you'll be able to hear Grant and anybody who is calling in live also. So please go to YouTube, Bonnie Albers on Air, and I do have a channel, and watch my vids. I am on Skype. I do have a website, www.bonniealbersonair.com. There you can read a little bit about me, and also there's a contact page. So you can actually contact me through that page because I do readings. I do counseling, and I do both. So just let me know what you want. And I also have an email address, a Skype number. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and that is all on my webpage. You can also hear the latest shows if you don't want to tune into Blog Talk on the archives, which I do appreciate, because if you do, then we get more credit. So everyone, please like and subscribe to my channel on Blog Talk. And if you don't and you want to go to my webpage, it is embedded there so you can hear the latest shows. If you don't know who I am, I'm Bonnie Albers. I am a spirit psychic medium. I'm also an RN. I'm a life coach. I'm a legal nurse consultant, and I'm a counselor. I specialize in my counseling in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, but I do just about anything. So please get a hold of me, and we can work on what you want, either readings from spirit, which I always give, or counseling. Today, I also want to go through the rest of the week. The rest of the week on Wednesday, we've got Dr. Ron Cole. He is our astrology doctor, and he is a doctor of astrology. He also does tarot. And I think we're on card number 5 and 6. He's going through the major arcana. It's so cool how he does a spread, but he's been doing this for a long time. And I've never seen anybody read the tarot like him. So he is actually going through 2 cards every Wednesday after he tells us all the information that's in the skies. And I just love Ron. He's so easy to listen to. He is a master of mind control. If anybody ever heard of the Silva mind control, it's actually you controlling your own mind. And he does past life regression. So Ron does about everything, and he brings Wednesday astrology and tarot to us until he has done the major arcana. And then he's going to teach us how to use his spread. We have at 2 to 3, the girls. I call it The View, but I'm not allowed to, so it's the girls. It's Annabelle Miller, Brenda Brand, and myself. We discuss and talk about the latest on metaphysical, and we also bring in our guests, and we answer questions, all three of us. So you're getting, what is that, when you used to watch Doubleman, two sticks in one? You're actually getting 3 girls in one. So I love it, and I love Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. And Thursday, there will be no show, and I am so sorry, because you know I miss you as much as I hope you miss my shows. And Friday, I am actually bringing an author in. He's doing a big book signing in Barnes & Noble on Saturday. His name is David Matthew Brown, and he wrote the book The Light and 90 Days of Heat. Oh, and he'll tell you, it gets pretty hot in there. So I am excited to bring him to you. But the real exciting news besides all that is Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer. Oh, my goodness, he just has a brand new book out. Evidence of Eternity. He is going to be on my show March 28th, Saturday night at 7 o'clock here, right here on Bonnie Albers On Air. He is going to talk about his new book, Evidence of Eternity. That is it's a showstopper. He's already been on television. He has made a bestseller list. They sold out on Amazon of his books. And he's just amazing. He is going to be here, and please tune in because this is a show you're not going to want to miss. He was supposed to come in May, but he is actually giving me time early. I mean, he's doing so many television interviews and book interviews and, oh my goodness, shows. I'm just so excited to have Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, on our show. He came with his first book, Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. He came October 15th. He blew the doors off everyone listening, and I know he will actually blow your doors off this time also. He's such an avid speaker. He's a fabulous writer, and this book already, it's been out, I don't even think, a month, and already you can barely get it. So please tune in to Saturday night, March 28th, for Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, going over his Evidence of Eternity book. If you don't have it, buy it. And if you can't get it, go to Mark's site, markanthonythepsychiclawyer.com, and order it, because you're going to want to read this before he actually gets on the show. So that is up and coming. I'm so excited, but those are the next 2 weeks. We've got all kinds of fabulous guests coming on between now and the 28th, but I don't like to give you too much. Then I don't think there's much surprise. So tune in on my Facebook page on Sunday to find out who's going to be here next week. And right now, I am hoping, and I'm going to check if Candy has our guest. And our guest, I can't wait for. He's super cool. I love talking to him. And it is his birthday. It was his birthday, I think, yesterday or the day before. He's such a youngin'. I think he turned 16. So let's see if I've got Grant with us. Candy?
Hi, Lonnie. Hi. I'm still trying to get him.
He did say, so if you want to put it in chat, I'll see that he's here. He did say he's about 5 to 10 minutes late. And the reason is, everybody in the UK does not switch time. They don't spring ahead until the end of March. So the last guest I had from the UK, thank goodness, Gregory was sitting in his house because I was on the show going, Gregory, where are you? And he informed me that he was coming the next hour. And I said, no, we changed already time zones. So I mean, not zones, but time. We sprung ahead before them, so I don't know what you call it, daylight savings times, or, you know, I'm so ADD, I wouldn't know unless somebody told me to change the clock. Anyway, our friends in the UK have not changed their clock. So a lot of them are still, now we're 4 hours behind, 4 hours behind, and instead of five, so a lot of them it's 5 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock that they're coming on the show. So please bear with us because I know he's coming. I already talked to him today, and he said please give him at least 10 minutes and that he will be here. Everyone, I will tell you then, since he's not here yet, who he's worked with. He's worked with Simon Cowell. I don't know if anybody is familiar with him, but I think he was the one that started American Idol. He went and actually found some paranormal investigative, wonderful things in Simon's house and helped clear them. So he is a paranormal investigator. He was with Spooksville, and he also is the medium for One Direction, which is a big rock group. And I'm just so honored, and I am so happy that Grant is with us because he is a cool guy with a lot of energy. He sees and feels and hears spirit like he's crazy, crazy good. Even though we all have gifts, everyone uses them in different ways. He's been doing this since he's 5. And that's a long time. So the last time we had Grant on, he told us all about his life and how he started to become a medium and how it was hard for him in school. But what's really interesting is what he's doing now. He sings. He also downloads from the old singers music. So he hears Frank Sinatra from the Brat Pack, and it is so cool. He also channels, and I love when he channels because when he channels, if somebody comes into his aura, there'll be somebody they want to talk to or somebody that wants to talk to them, and he'll channel them, and they're usually famous. The last two channels that he did, one was a rap artist because one of the girls that was in the audience was a rapper, and the other person that he channeled was a, on this I love because I'm such a clothes horse, this or a clothes hound because I hope I'm not saying horse. He channeled a very famous dead fashion person, and he was Italian, Gianni Versace. He had messages for his daughter, Donatella, because the person that was there was a fashion in fashion design. So I think this is so cool that he has these talents, and I'm so happy to bring him here today. Also, I think, is it today this Irish pub day? Today must be St. Paddy's Day, am I right? So if you could tell me if I'm right in chat, then at least I know I have the right day. So happy St. Patty's Day to everyone. Eat, drink, and be merry. Just remember, don't drive when you drink. You don't want to get in trouble or get anybody or yourself hurt. But have fun. I love the Irish. I can't say I have any Irish blood in me, but I feel I do because the Irish treat their dead so wonderfully. I know they are sad just like we are, but they have Irish. I love that. You actually revere and you celebrate the life of a person that dies versus morosely and are so depressed, even though they are anyway. But we celebrate their passing because it's really their birthday up in the spirit world. So I just love that. So please, everyone, whoever has Irish descent, please have a fabulous, happy St. Patty's Day. And, you know, just have one for me because I can't drink. So this way you can drink for me. So I hope everybody is enjoying their St. Patty's Day. And I am so excited to say happy St. Patty's Day to you. I do know Grant's birthday was the other day. And when he gets on, I will sing happy birthday to him. But, so Candy, you have some Irish in you, and I think there's some people I feel in chat that also have Irish descent. My mother-in-law was Irish, part Irish, so not that I have any bloodline relation there, but, you know, hey, I can latch on to that and say that I have some Irish blood also. And I hear that song, My Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and yes, they are. They are so smiling. So I am hoping that everybody celebrates tonight, have fun, enjoy. I think it's green beer, green bagels, green everything today, and I hope you're wearing green for the Irish leprechauns that are going to come our way and give us some huge, wonderful, fabulous time, and we are going to actually see that pot of gold over that rainbow. I am going to see if we have Grant here yet. So let's see. Hey, Candy. Do
Hi,
we have Grant?
Bonnie. Not yet.
We do not have Grant yet, but I know he told me 10 to 15 minutes, everyone. So I am going to tell you, if you're on the phone, to talk to Grant, and you should be, because you could talk to me anytime or actually talk with me. That is why I'm not taking callers until actually Grant comes. But, hey, I hear you've got some Irish blood. Your Irish eyes are smiling, girlfriend.
Yes. My mother's maiden name was McGonigal, and her favorite song was Danny Boy.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Danny Boy wasn't a real happy song, I don't think. correctly. But, you know, hey, I love that song, and I love that name. So no matter what, Danny Boy makes it with me. But every time I think of Danny Boy, I think of sadness. So I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't really know the song. Yeah, do you, you know what's so funny? They used to say, and I think it was from Ireland, my bonnie lies over the ocean. My bonnie lies over the sea. I think that's Irish, too. So I'm not sure.
They would say a bonnie lass, which would mean a pretty girl.
Well, you know, I'll take pretty any way I can get it, right, Candy?
Right.
And I got to be a girl because I'm rocking 17, so I am so excited for that little ditty there. But I'll tell you, it's really so interesting with the people in the UK, and I'm so happy to have them, but it's really crazy because did you know that they don't move ahead like we do at the same time?
No, I didn't know that until last week.
Yeah,
when Gregory was coming on, I thought it all went the same. I didn't know.
I know. Well, see, I'm the same way. I always think that whatever, which we should not take for granted, because we have wonderful people in the UK and Canada and Australia and Ireland, Scotland, and all around Japan that aren't the same as we are. But we always think, or at least I do, that, hey, whatever goes here is all around the world. But this has really, especially this week, has really showed me that we don't have that. We actually are isolated amongst ourselves in America because we do our own thing and everybody else seems to do theirs. And I know that the UK changes at the end of March. Why we change, I don't know where we have the calendar set to, but you think it'd be set so everybody changed at once, don't you?
Right, you would think so. But I guess it has to do with the farmers out working.
I know, but what, they aren't working in the UK, and they're working in America? I mean, you know.
I don't know. It's weird.
I know.
But I believe when they come change the time, it's more towards the summer solstice, isn't it?
I know, and I think I like that better because I will tell you, I hear this so much that even with the metric system and all that, that we're all so different, but sometimes it's much easier when, you know, all I think about when I say we all should be the same as the Borg, if anybody, you know, because Star Trek was so much in the news, but the Borg where everybody was the same, you don't really want that, but really probably for certain metric things, times and you know, events, it would be great if that happened because then I wouldn't have to wait for my guests to come on the show. But thank goodness I told Grant and reminded him today that they were 4 hours ahead of us versus five. And he does just get home, so I know he had a gig. And so that's why I know that I'm not worried about him not showing here because I know he knows there's a big time difference and it changed and that he will be here as soon as he can. I just would love him to get here because I know that he's going to knock everybody's socks off like he knocked your socks off, remember?
Yes, talk about a pure spirit medium. I mean, he brought in so many of my family, and he described them and gave me messages. It was just like, oh, yeah, I resonate with everything he said. It was just, it's so lovely to just see a pure spirit medium like that.
I know. Well, you know, that's what I want to talk about, Candy. So I'm really glad that you brought that up because I want to tell everybody on the phone that's waiting. I bring different people in for different, you know, reasons. We all are talented. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a talent in a different way. But when you have a true spirit medium, when he can reach so many of your people over on the other side, that's where you really want to use your questions. So if today everybody in queue will ask or wait and see who comes forward for them and then ask a question, that's how you use a spirit medium the right way because many of us, we're all intuitive. I won't say everybody that comes in as a spirit medium is going to use their psychic ability, but we're all intuitive. We all have psychic ability, but we all bring through spirit in different ways. He brings it right to you. So if today you're looking for your loved one in spirit, friend, loved one, family, anybody, this is when you need to talk to Grant and you need to ask him who he sees or who's with you on the other side and that you would like to find you can actually let him talk. But when you have a question for Grant, wait until he brings through some people for you if that's the way he's going to work today because you really want him to do that. I mean, he blew our socks off. He brought through my husband's dead friends. Okay. Now, do I know a lot about him? Kind of. Did I know everything about him? No. But he came through to say he was sorry. And that was really interesting because he died in a very precarious way and a lot of people were angry with him. So when he spent like an hour on him and I'm like, okay, let's know how he's doing. I think we went through this with Andrew D. Sometimes the people that come through for healing purposes, and I know he had a message for my husband. But so please, everybody, give Grant the courtesy to help bring through who you want to find because he's fabulous at it. Also, if you have any, if you have any questions that are about the paranormal, anything about houses and ghosts and entities, he also would be the one to talk to. He could answer your questions. I don't know how he could help you with it, because usually they have to go to your home, but some of them don't. So if you have anything like that or want to ask him any questions, you're not going to find somebody better than Grant. He is with somebody called Spooksville, and Spooksville over in the UK is a wonderful, fabulous paranormal team. So again, I'm excited to introduce you to Grant, and can you see if you can find him, Candy?
Yes,
again.
I will just try to call again.
Okay. So Candy is the one who's going to bring through our guests. I don't know why I can't. I keep thinking I can because they tell me I can, but I'm not sure I know how. So the great news is that our guests come through, and I'm able to talk to them and bring them to you. So hopefully Candy has found Grant. Have you found Grant?
Still not yet. Maybe there's a traffic problem or his gig ran late or,
Let me see. I'll tell you, if he doesn't show up and you want to hear from me, I'll be taking callers. You can ask Candy. She's got angels coming. But I know that Grant is coming. So I just, can you type in his Skype? Do you have his Skype, Candy, from last time?
Yes, I have it.
Can you type in and ask him if he's available? Because maybe he doesn't see that you're picking him up, and he thinks I am.
I already sent him a message.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. So cool news is, aren't you excited about Mark Anthony coming on next Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Have you read his book? Have you read his new book?
No, I haven't. I believe Lisa ordered it, our friend Lisa.
Earth Angel. Hi,
yeah.
Earth Angel.
Yeah.
Guess who's coming on our show? Thank you, Gemini Moon. I so appreciate you being here. I'm sorry with the time differences. I'll tell you, we'll have Grant on again, but with the time differences, it's not easy. Going from UK, Australia here, they are so different, and it changes so often, twice a year, and then I never know whether I'm 5 hours or 4 hours ahead, and I think Australia is 16 hours ahead. So it's interesting,
right?
You talk to somebody on a different day at a different time. It's like a time warp. I always think it's like a really crazy, crazy when you're talking to somebody and you're in Friday and they're already in Saturday night. I mean, is that crazy? It's like a different universe. So
yeah, Lisa said that she did order that book and she can't wait to read it.
I know. Let me tell you, everyone, it is just as stunning as his first book. Evidence of Eternity is just a fabulous book. You know, his first one was Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. And that was his first attempt and first book that he ever wrote. And this one, I'm telling you, I don't know if, Lisa, you tried, but it was sold out of Amazon. You had to pre-order it. They can't even get it in fast enough. He's been on Houston Today, and he's been on CBS. I mean, he's just a fabulous speaker. You know, because he's a lawyer, he's a fabulous speaker. But so am I. I wish somebody would give me the chance, except I never wrote a book. And every time I try to write a book, I can't even type. So I'll hand the accolades over to Mark. And he's such a nice guy and so full of so many beautiful spirit messages. And he wants to change some of the language. He wants to bring mediumship, actually, into the 21st century. So what he says is, because are you a medium body? And I said, no, I'm a small. So he goes, exactly. He said, what I'd like to be called is an interdimensional communicator. Well, think about that, everyone. We are interdimensionally communicating. And so now on the card, I'm going to put I'm an intradimensional communicator instead of a medium. But I don't know. You know, it's so short, medium. Everybody knows what you're talking about. So it's going to be a tough sell, but I really believe some of this language does have to change, like Mark does, because it's more effective if you use the exact language as to what we do. Right, Candy?
That's correct. I mean, because that's what we do. We talk to the dimensions. We don't really, you know.
Exactly, because spirit is just a dimension away. It's this, mm-hmm. Like he said in his first book, it's a breath away, a breath. And mm-hmm. by the time you take a breath and you call on spirit, they're right there. So it's actually a different dimension. They're still with us, but we can't see them. Well, some of us can, but we can't see them.
Well, some of us can, yeah.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah. Everybody, I believe, will start being able to see interdimensionally within the 2,900 years of Aquarius, which is the mental awakening.
That's so true.
Yeah, I mean, I keep thinking I'm telepathic. I send out messages to train saying, call me, call me, call me, but they haven't called me yet. But that's because...
Well, I have to tell the listeners, you actually did that with me one day. You were Skyping me and you sent me, answer your Skype.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the other room. That happened a couple weeks ago.
I try so hard because I know I'm an interdimensional communicator. I know I have telepathy. It just is if the receiver can hear it. And so, you know, for all of you, do you remember, like, if you're thinking about your husband, loved one, or a child, or your husband, and all of a sudden they call you? I mean, that's telepathy. You've put out that signal, they've called you. I had a girlfriend that I did it. She was actually my first teacher. She made me call her master, and she called me Grasshopper. But now we've reversed roles. So now I make her call me master and I call her Grasshopper. Now she knows who I'm talking about, Rosemary. We take those terms and use them, we intertwine them as we need them. But one day I called out her name, you know, and I'm in Florida. She was in Fort Pierce, Florida. I'm in Orlando. And I said, Rosemary, call me. And this is probably 6:30 in the morning. And all of a sudden, I mean, within 5 minutes, she goes, yes, what do you want? So you know that I was telepathically attuned, or she was telepathically attuned to my vibration. So you just have to find people, that are attuned to your vibration. And then it is the coolest thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried it? I want to know.
Well, I do it all the time with my husband. Like, if I want some pizza for supper, I will kind of like send a suggestion, leave my thoughts to him, and then he'll know what I'm wanting.
Well, you know what? Let's hope you're not sending any sexual innuendos through that telepathic pipeline there, girlfriend, or he might come home and not give you dinner. So,
right.
Go ahead.
Speaking of people starting to be able to their awakening, my husband started his ascension in December, and it's fun to watch him.
It is really cool. I love that. I absolutely love to watch people open up. I think that is the neatest thing, to see the enlightenment and. I know Lisa, who's out there, knows what we're talking about.
She might even be in the queue.
I would love her to be in the queue because I know she wants
to
talk to Grant.
If she is, it would be 740.
Okay. You know, I've got people. Some people don't know. I have a great lady from Canada that is in queue. And see, a lot of people didn't press one. So if you don't press one, mm-hmm. you're not in the queue. And I'm going to tell Nancy, I do see you. You didn't press one, but I know that you're in the queue. So don't worry. I'm going to pick you up as soon as Grant gets here. We have some people that are not from here, and I am so excited that they called in for Grant. I am just waiting for Grant to get here. So I would love us to try again to get Grant, but just to let you know, Nancy, I do see your, I have seen your phone number. I know you're on in queue, and she's such a lovely lady. I am just so happy that she has called in. I think this would be the first time she ever talked to somebody, so this is really cool because I know that people that are driven to call in, they call in, they get in queue, and there is a reason. And I love that. Whenever I pick up the line and I'm reading for somebody, I know immediately why they called. And I love the synchronicity of it all. So there are people who are in queue but didn't press the number one. And I know they're just not waiting to listen. So I will pick you up. I did make one. Oh, do you have Grant?
No, I don't. But okay. Lisa said that she was going to get in the queue.
Okay, good. I would love her to be in the queue because I know she waited to see Grant last time, and and we didn't have time for. And it looks like this show might go over time because he. I'm just hoping he remembers.
I'm still not getting him. So,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So I might just, and I'll leave you in queue for you guys to talk to Grant, but I actually, I'm going to let you talk, Nancy, because I already know what Nancy's going to ask, but I know she's looking for somebody in spirit, so I am going to leave her on for Grant, but I'm going to pick Nancy up just so she can say hello on the air. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Bonnie.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am so excited you're here, and I am so sad and disheartened that Grant
is not the way.
No, but you know what? He said he's coming. I've talked to him this morning, but what happened was, I don't know. Do you have daylight savings time in Canada?
Yes, we do. We just sprung ahead last week.
Yes, us too. But apparently in the UK, they don't do it till the end of March. So. Yeah, so
that
all
could be the time difference. But I've enjoyed listening to your show. It's been very entertaining. Yeah.
Well, listen, I do want you to talk to Candy because I know you have a question. I know what the question is, but I am leaving you on so when Grant gets here, you can talk to him. But this is Candy. She's my angel reader, and so I know she'll look into your question for you. So, Nancy, if you could explain to Candy what you were looking for in your question.
Okay. Now, is this with the legal case that I've been in or with my friend?
No, your friend, I think Grant will pick up. But Candy can pick up anything she can get. But ask Candy about your legal case because I know the angels will tell her.
Okay. Hi, Candy.
Okay. Hi. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
She's on the spot because, see, she wasn't supposed to be reading today. It's Grant, but we have her on, and she's my angel card reader. So,
everything for a reason, though, right?
Yes.
There we are. Now, I have been involved in a case for 8 years, and in the area that I live in, there's an ecosystem called Tallgrass Prairie. And there is a company, it's called Coco Paving. They want to put this massive, it's a quarter of the size of the Mall of America, adjacent to it. So I have been fighting this, and it's had its ups and downs, and finally the trial is coming in August, August 24th to September 4th. And I was talking a little bit about it with Bonnie, and I just wondered if you had any advice as to, you know, it's a lot of hard work to go to court over this, but I'll take all the help that I can get. So are the angels advising you in any way? There's about 20 endangered and threatened species that habitate there.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Is there any way that you can make it into a nature preserve where they can't put anything near it?
It actually is. We have, in the United States, you have states, and in Canada, we have provinces. And it's adjacent to a provincial park. It is actually a provincial park. So this big box would be 10 meters away from the provincial park with all of these endangered species. And it actually has more species at risk than any other park in Ontario, which is the province that I live in. So
what I'm being directed to is past laws.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you go back and find out if there's a certain amount of feet that has to be away from them? Because I feel it's too close, they're telling me. There's something in the past laws that could help prevent this. Because if this gets in, it's going to ruin that eagle system that's with those precious animals. And the angels aren't liking this at all. I don't know. I'm seeing like is there like a law library around you somewhere? They're showing a law library.
Okay.
That you can go in and look at a law book from the past that law is still in effect, where they can't be that close to them. And they say make sure everything is signed properly, your papers, everything is, the T's are crossed and everything. That's what they're saying. Watch the wording of everything, but be sure to go back and look for this old law.
I'm getting goosebumps.
There's a
tell you, Nancy reads totems. Nancy is into animal totems.
I know.
They were telling me the animals are so precious to her, and these animals they are so precious that if we lose them, they might be gone.
Well, and that's the thing, like we hear the word endangered, but I don't think people truly understand that means
that
they're one step away from being extinct. Yeah, so when I have run into one of these animals, I truly appreciate, you know, like, wow, like this is a rare occurrence in life because there's so few, you know.
I'm getting so goosebumps because I feel you actually talk to the animals. And understand
I tried whistle.
Oh, yeah.
But
what I do is like a circle and then a weird line and then another circle. And where the one thing is and the other thing is, that line is too close and it will ruin them.
Well, and that's the thing, that it's not so much the pollution, but it's the traffic.
The traffic.
Yeah, when this whole thing gets running, it'll be an additional 60,000 vehicles a day where the animals, you know, have to cross or the birds fly.
I wrote down water. Is there water connected with it somewhere?
There's a turkey. Okay. Yeah, it's called Turkey Creek.
Okay. I put river because, you know, I saw a body of water. So,
I said we're geographically challenged. So river, water, ocean, you know, it's all the same.
Well, right, but the creek is much smaller, but it does, mm-hmm. and it does have significant wetland in the creek.
Yeah.
To
say it'll affect that area too. I feel because of all this car, there was going to be so much litter coming down to it, and that it can't handle that part. And it'll kill that riverway, too.
Does it
say
how?
I'm calling it a river, but you said it's a creek. It's because of all the, I'm just going to use the word crap that's going to be coming into it.
So the water quality maybe from the cars or?
Yeah, from all the stuff that the people are going to be throwing out, you know, like the litter will somehow end up into the water thingy.
Okay.
That's
see,
not
that's,
a bad apply. That's not a bad way to look at it. You need to maybe look at what's going on with that creek, and maybe there's the old law.
There might be something there too.
Yeah.
There might be something there too. Because they specifically made this little diaphragm and put the water through there, and they were talking about this. Well, they said crap. There's a funny spirit here with me right now, but they used the word crap.
Oh, that's okay. You know, that's a word.
Yeah.
What do we say? It's a word, right, Nancy?
It is a word.
Yeah.
It is, and it can mean a lot of things. So
a lot of things. It's just like they were telling me it's going to affect everything, so like the ecosystem there, the animals, even the extra traffic coming into this area is going to affect everything around it too.
Yeah, you have to find. I mean, she's been fighting this for 8 or 9 years. So
eight.
Eight. And do you see anything coming in through the trial?
Will it be successful?
I see it will go her way if she can find this law.
Yes, that's what I saw.
It's there in a book, like in a library. It's like an older book, maybe from 40s, 50s, in that area.
Oh, really?
That the law is still in effect.
Yeah, I keep telling you, I know that there's something you can do to stave this off, so... It's you've been doing it for a while, and if you can get a law behind you, then it's said and done. Maybe she will sell it too. See, what I want them to do is buy the land, and so nobody, the province to buy the land, or somebody to buy the land from this person, but she won't sell. So maybe after you find this law, that's what'll be what happened. It'll be over.
Yeah. And what does the spirit say? Do they say anything about that? Do they say how this will end?
It will, if you can find this law, it will end good.
Yeah.
Especially in your favor. Yes.
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 Huh.
And, you know, and the other
and
thing...
They're also saying it won't take much looking. You just have to go to, like, maybe you have a law library, a law college, or something where you can find this book.
There is a law library in the city that I live in. I don't know if it's the biggest or the best,
this book is in that library.
Yeah.
They're saying that?
Yeah.
Yes.
What color is the
it's brown.
It's
brown.
What? It's brown.
It's brown and tattered. Well, like it's
and flattered?
Tattered.
Tattered. Tattered. It's not Scottish.
No,
it's
not because we looked at a lot.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's... And do they say anything about the hydrogeology? Because it's also, like, it's a wetland. And that's my concern, too, when they start putting in the road, they take away the ditches and they put in the storm sewers, that they're going to actually dry it out.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what she saw. I think that's what she saw.
I'm also seeing like a white bird with long legs.
Like an egret? A white...
I don't know what kind of bird this is.
Is there a bird there?
Oh, yeah, there's about 8 of them. They've actually, since the case has been going on, there's been 8 birds that have become threatened during the 8 years.
This white bird, there's not too many of them left. Maybe you can bring that in, too.
Does it have a long beak or a short beak?
Kind of medium.
Medium.
It's just kind of yellow. But it's got kind of like long legs, but it's not really extremely tall.
Is it a big bird or a little bird? Because I'm seeing more of a body. It's a longer leg, but a smaller body. So
yes, exactly. That's what I'm
yeah.
I'm trying to send a picture to you, Bonnie.
Well, yeah, it's, I see the picture. And the reason why you don't, that you, she's saying a medium beak is because for this bird, it's a long beak. But for any, because it's so tiny, the body, even though it has long legs. So I do see it, and it is going to be an endangered bird. So if you take the 8 birds and take a look at them, Nancy, you will probably see what we're seeing.
I got between, like, there's only, like, maybe 20 to 30 of them.
There's 20. I missed that.
Left.
What did you say?
She's, there's 20 or 30 left on the planet of these birds. So
okay.
That's why, you know, another thing is, and that's what I was trying to tell you too, you have an Audubon Society that do have money behind them that you could, you know. Now, if you're going to go into this library and find this book, you won't need them. But you really, anything that you could put behind you, Audubon Society, the Ecosystem Society, Peace for Water. Remember when I gave you the Greenpeace thing? If you get the organizations behind you, they're the ones with the money. They might buy.
Are there also, I was also directed to a tree that might be endangered too.
A tree?
A tree. A type of tree.
Yeah, a type of tree.
The tree, the trees on there don't have any legal protection. They're not really endangered or threatened. They're species of concern. But the ecosystem itself is, like, it has oak savanna on it. It's almost like, you know how Africa, how they have the savannas?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Right? Like a lot of long grass and, yeah, this area is kind of like that. It's very rare. There's a half a percentage left on the planet. And it's in Windsor, Ontario. It's unbelievable. We always talk about, you know, oh, that, you know, these places are far away. Well, and I guess from Orlando, it's far away. But
everything,
and here it is. Yeah, but here it is. You know this, and Windsor is like a, you know, it's right across from Detroit, Michigan, and it's this. It has this really rare ecosystem. It's unbelievable, really.
This is what I'm going to tell you, because I think you're going to prevail, but you've got to find that book and that law, but. Also, I really would love you, Nancy, even for the future, to start getting the people who have the money behind them, and that is somebody like the Audubon Society, the development of saving the rainforest, anybody that can help you with this plight. But I think, like Candy said, it's not going to take much because you're going to find that law, and it's going to be a slam dunk.
Okay. Well, won't that be? Yeah, well, I'll have to.
Well, let us know.
Back
you
in
now
September.
Have our,
yeah, and let everyone
yeah,
know how it
goes. Oh, definitely. We're gonna keep abreast of you. So you're gonna have to call in and let us know how it goes. And if we could turn into the trial or tune into the trial, we would. But I don't have that capability here.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, and it's a 9.5-day hearing or trial. So.
You know, I would love to put Earth Angel on because she rocks Mother Gaia.
Yeah.
But again,
she
I'm going to put her
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Let me see what Earth Angel is going to say to you. Let me see. Lisa.
Hello.
Hi, hi, Earth Angel.
Can you hear me okay?
we can hear you perfect, but I'm putting you on the spot because Nancy's calling with a really, really, really important journey that she's been on. Have you been listening?
You know, I have, and I, all I, you know, what I'm getting is this is tough.
Yes, that's what I told her.
This is tough because you're in a situation where, I'm hearing the word Big Pharma. Big Pharma has money. Whoever this is that's coming in has more money than you do the power to fight. So,
yes.
That's what I told her yesterday. But she's got to find the laws because they can't. That's what the whole big thing is. She might be able to stave them off for a little while, and she's been doing it for 9 years. The problem is the solution has to come because eventually, like I was saying to Nancy yesterday, they'll wear you down. And then one day when you're not looking, they're going to go right in for it again.
Right.
So that's why I would love to have somebody like the Audubon Society, anybody, because I know here we couldn't even build on land if a turtle was, you know, they wouldn't let you build if there was a turtle that was on your property that was endangered. So this has a lot of endangered species on it. But I think the way she's going to have to get her money to fight this is through big organizations. It's just that she doesn't have a whole lot of time. And I think
the other thing I keep hearing is they don't care.
Yeah.
So it's very unfortunate. I'm hearing I don't like being a bearer of bad news, and I like being wrong. So I want you to prove me wrong, but I'm.
Yeah.
Really feel like this is an uphill battle and almost an upside down fight, because there are people out there that have the money that want to create. There's more money to be made creating what they want to create out of it than protecting what is there. And in their minds, they're like, they'll find a new place. It's all right. You know, we've got enough of this or that or the other, and you know, the ecosystem will take care of itself. But what I want to say from a spiritual standpoint and from Gaia's standpoint, she will take care of herself. And it may be difficult to watch that happen, but I promise you she will take care of herself if it does.
And you know, Nancy, she's been fighting this battle for 8 years. So Nancy's been fighting this battle for 8 years. So she's got some ammunition there. Or this person would have been able to do what
would have been able to do it already. Yeah.
Yeah. So
who do you have on your side? I mean, you've been fighting, but you're not fighting this alone. Who's been helping you?
Oh, I have a really good lawyer, and there's about 7 experts that are on the team.
Okay.
So yeah, so there's a zoologist, which he's like a botanist, takes care of the flowers. Ornithologist, somebody, an expert in birds. A herpetologist, somebody who's an expert in turtles and snakes, and an air expert, and a hydrogeologist, and a traffic expert.
Okay, I want to say there's 2 people missing. There's either 2 people or 2 things missing. There's 2
and
pieces.
And a planner. I have 2 pieces missing, eh?
And it could just be that you haven't... You know, when you guys were talking about the law, I'm like... I kept seeing like a cover up, like someone's covering up so you can't find it.
Mm-hmm. That's why she looks for it herself. because they don't want her to find it.
They don't want you to find it. No, they don't want you to find it, because there is something that could just basically lay them out flat. But they've got people in the right places, basically keeping it from you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, it could be, like in the government.
Yes.
You mean, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The government doesn't want you to find what this is, and they're, of course, not speaking up because they know that, they just know.
Well, I have done a Freedom of Information request, and that cost about $2,000 to do that, to find out all of the papers that have been put forth between the government and this company, Coco Paving.
When did you
get anything from that? I did that in January.
Okay, and you haven't received the information yet?
No, it's because there's so much material, it will take 90 days, so I should receive it mid-May.
Okay, that's one of the pieces of the puzzle. Okay, and then there's one other thing. And when you find that other thing, I feel like if you can put these other 2 pieces together, you're going to have the Trump card.
Yay!
I know, but what is the other thing, I wonder?
I don't know.
Well, that was right. Maybe it's the law she's looking for. Maybe putting it together with Lisa, maybe it's the thing she's supposed to find from that law, plus putting together what they have to give her.
Right, Freedom of Information.
Do you feel that? Yeah,
It's entirely... Now, when you're... Okay, so yesterday when I was at my parents' house... I was recently down in Florida, and we were looking at it. And I missed you, Bonnie. We really
missed you, honey. I gotta tell you something. This is because you're talking to Nancy. Her daughter is staying with me. This is Arthur's girlfriend that came, and I didn't know she was staying. So I had to get them and take them out. So this is the Nancy. Nancy, now you can know I did not see Lisa and her husband because I wanted to see your daughter.
Oh, it's all good. Well, it just gives us a reason to go back. But as I was describing to my father all the different places that we were, we had to get the micro glass out. You know, so my dad has this big, like, 5-inch round micro glass that we were looking at the map of Florida, and I was pointing out all the different places we were. And they're showing me that to tell me that you need to comb this paperwork with a fine-tooth comb and a micro glass because it is hidden in the documents.
Okay, that's good.
The next step is hidden in the documents, and when you hit that step, it's like we've got the magic key that's going to change everything.
So it's in what she's being sent, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's in there, but it's either going to be something in there that's the magic that leads you to the magic key, or it's going to be like, oh, we got to go find this particular document dated this particular state. And you go to wherever this, you know, what Candy and them have been seeing. You know, you're either going to find the link to get it through that, or you're going to find it by doing your own research. But there's a key in there.
Okay.
There's something in there, but you're going to have to comb it very, like, get your microglass out and make sure you're looking at everything.
I don't get this, Lisa. Then why is she put? This makes me so mad because this happens in divorces, and I don't like it. I see this all the time. If you're paying a lawyer, shouldn't they be doing this?
Well, my lawyer is coming in way under. Like he, just to put it in perspective, he's been on the case since 2009, so that he's been on the case for 6 years. He's only taken $5,000.
Okay, so
which is minimal, right?
Yeah, like, what I'm seeing is that it would be cost prohibitive to have him go through it with a fine tooth.
That's how we've done it. Is I'll do the research and then send him along, so he's not spending the time on it. But I was very very lucky to find someone to, you know, because a lot of people wouldn't want to be in that arrangement, right?
It's basically pro bono, you know. He's doing it because he
believes
in it.
That's what he said. No, well, yeah, that's right. He said it's under legal assistance. He sometimes will mock me. You realize we're under legal assistant right here.
Well,
but you're right. Yeah, so it's more pro bono. That's for sure.
Well, let me ask, because we have a guest coming who I hope has shown up already, or we're going to look at having to just keep going on with the show. Candy, do you see Grant?
I'm just trying to call him again, so
okay.
I will let you know.
Well, both of you, I'll put one of you on hold if Grant shows up, and I'll pick the other one up because I know both of you are on hold for Grant. So I hope, Nancy, we've helped you because it gives you
it gives you
a lot to think about.
And I took notes, too, so.
Another thing is you can always go to the archives because this is being recorded. So.
Oh, that's true.
So definitely take notes because then you got to listen to the whole thing and you have to listen to me again. So
I love listening to you. No, this has been wonderful. And if there's anything else that comes up, let me know because, you know, sometimes it may not come now. It may, you know, something may strike later on.
How about when you get the papers, call back in, go over them, and if you can't find anything, maybe we can see it for you.
Oh, that's a great idea. Great idea. So, the papers, it's 2,700 pages. That's what I have to look through.
Yeah,
well, if there
it's your microglass.
Don't, and even if it takes you, You have till, see, the problem is if they give it to you a week before the trial, and I don't think they're allowed to do that, then you have to, you'd have to file for an extension. But I'm hoping that the paperwork comes in soon, and this is where you might, this is, might be the snafu, Lisa. Is there a time limit that they can take to get you the material?
Well, in Canadian, with the Canadian law, it's they did have 90 days they sent me, and I could have appealed that, but I didn't appeal the time limit. So I could have done that. I did appeal the cost because it's like freedom of information, yet I'm paying $2,000 for it.
Mm. Yeah, that's kind
how,
of crazy.
That's such an oxymoron.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Completely reversed to what it says.
But at least you're fighting it. I love this. I love that you have the tenacity. I love that you are helping Mother Gaia, which is Earth. I love that somebody is doing something, because without the ones out there, meaning you, Nancy, nobody would have a chance. And that's why go ahead.
There's a lot of people, though. Like, I may be the one name, but there's, so many people when how am I going to get this done? And then people show up, you know, like you were talking about things being synchronized, you know? And whenever I have, knock on wood, needed help, there has been a group that has been there to help me and carry it further. Yeah, it's been quite a story of community, you know. Well, like, if anything comes from it, it's, you know, a lot of people have joined together to, you know, and nameless people, like, they're not, that, you know, not even recognized for the good work that they've done, you know.
Well, you
I
know
guess
what?
That's with any project.
Well, and you were not brought together for not a reason, because I know there'll be a book coming out eventually of your memoirs of this.
I wish I would have kept track, but it's been so busy that I, you know, like, I have emails and things that have happened, but I didn't actually write down, you know, notes of how I was feeling at the time, or, you know, that would have allowed for that if anybody would have wanted to read it anyway. So,
you know,
you sound like you want to write a book, Bonnie. You need to write a book.
She does.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, then it'll be Mother Gaia downloading the information. Wasn't it you that I was talking to, and you told me I was going to write a book? And that night at 11:30, I got up, and I wrote the name of the 10 chapters for my book. But I haven't done anything else. So I'm not a writer. But for some reason, I was talking to Lisa. She had, you know, we were conversing back and forth. And I think it was you, Lisa, that told me I was going to write a book about being happy, wasn't it?
It's entirely possible. Yeah. I can totally see it in you, though. I mean, you just...
Well, listen. Go ahead.
Oh, there's just so much beautiful wisdom that's going to come out of you. It's just you have to change your... verbiage. I've heard you say like 3 times now, I'm not a writer. So of course the universe is going to give you what? Not writing.
Right. That's, but you know what I want from the universe? If I say I'm not a writer, I want a ghostwriter to show up, and then they can write the book, and I just, and it's about me. So yes, I mean, I know that, but I'd rather have the writer come. So that's why I keep saying, if you want this book, Spirit, bring me the person. I already know the person that can write it. I just need the finances now to get them to write it. But yeah, I'm going to try. This summer, I feel like this summer, I'm going to be writing this book. That's how
awesome.
I feel.
That's awesome.
So I'm really excited. I shouldn't say that anymore. I'm going to write a book. And this summer, it's going to come out. And I even have the title. I just don't want to... It's the coolest title. I have to tell you, but if anybody takes it, you'll all know, because I have it recorded anyway. It's called Get Your Happy On.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, nice.
So I think that's it. Wait a minute. I got to look, because, see, I wrote it down so long ago. Wait a minute. I wrote it down when I actually had that idea, and Spirit would not let me go to sleep. Here it is. The book title is, no, I was wrong. The book title is Get Your Happy Out. That's what the book title is.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I have the first 10 chapters written, and it's really cool because now I'm looking at it thinking, my God, I didn't write that. So I guess I have to write it now. So I'm going to look at it every day and break it down into chapter, and that way maybe it won't seem so tough for me. But everyone, you're going to find a book from me this summer, and maybe then I'll be on shows like Mark Anthony, and people will say, we need to interview her. So which wouldn't be fabulous, because see, I love what I do. I mean, I love being the host and everything, but that's okay. I am going to write a book, and Lisa, you're the one that told me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah. Well, Nancy, I'm going to tell you. Go ahead.
I would like Lisa to make a book of the pictures she has taken with her cell phone. They are so awesome.
You know, I've been told that I'm supposed to write a book of a collective of Gaia's channels and infuse some of the photographs that I take. They are incredible. I mean, they really are. And I take them with my Galaxy cell phone. And when we were in Florida this past week, we went to a place called Silver Springs.
Well, of course, I know where Silver Springs is. I know you were going there, but it's Silver Springs.
Yep.
Did you see the springs? They're super clear, and did you rent a boat?
We kayaked on the springs, and it was, of all the things we did, it was our most favorite experience. We kayaked right past an alligator, which was just amazing. I mean, I tried to get as close as I could, but I scared it. You know, it didn't want any part of me, so I wasn't afraid of it at all. And I would dock my boat up in all these lily pads, and then I would become one with all of these dragonflies and these little spiders. And I was taking pictures of all of them on these beautiful lily pads. We saw the turtles, the monkeys that are not native to that area, but were introduced.
Yeah, they're in the little island right there. You can go jet stream around them. Yes. Then
so we
you
got
saw
to play
the
with all
of
them. And we just took some amazing flower pictures. I mean, it was just an incredible experience. It was by far my favorite experience in Florida.
Wait a minute. Did you go to Epcot? So you didn't like Epcot?
We did. We did go to Epcot, but I would have preferred to have gone kayaking on the springs again. I mean, it was that magical.
So you want to hear something? And this is probably nobody's really that interested in. And Nancy, I know we've got you held hostage here. But I said, when everybody said, "Are you gonna? What do you think Lisa's vacation is gonna look like?" I said, "Well, she's gonna only go to one place at the most, two, and she's gonna really, really like one of the places that she stayed." So how many places did you actually go to?
We landed in Orlando and had no idea where we were going to stay. We just took off driving, so we went to St. Augustine, and we climbed a lighthouse and went to St. Augustine Beach. From there, we drove over to the Ocala area and stayed in Ocala and did the Silver Springs. Had lunch at Wolfie's, which is a great little place if you're ever in Ocala, and then from there we drove over to the Gulf Coast. And tried to go kayaking in Three Sisters Crystal River. And on Monday, we got there on a Wednesday evening, and we were going to do the kayaking trip Thursday. But on that Monday, they had deemed no more kayakers in with the manatees until after March is over, because it was just disturbing the
manatees. You know, so, we had just real quick, because I know you, I want you to finish, but. Where I am in Fort Pierce, remember I told you to go there? Well, of course you didn't have time. There were 20 manatees right by where we have our boat, and then there's a big manatee center and a museum, and the manatees were there. I couldn't figure out why people were looking in the water, and you could count the manatees. There are 20, 30, 40 manatees, and there's not that many. So they were all down there, but was really cool. Is there were baby manatees and big manatees.
Aww.
Oh my gosh, I love manatees. So okay,
we were really upset because that was like what we based our whole trip on was going down to kayak. So that was really kind of a bummer. So then from there we stayed in a hotel in the Tarpon Springs area off of 19, and then the next day we got up and we drove down to down just below St. Pete and went to Egmont uh-huh. Island. That wasn't my favorite thing. There's nothing over there. And but the beach was beautiful. So we spent some time there, and then we came back and went to a place called Passa Bay Beach. And
Passa Grill, isn't it? Passa Grill?
Passa Grill or Passa Bay or something like that. Passa Grill Beach. That's a beautiful beach right below St. Pete. And
my husband was born there. My husband. That's why I know it's Passa Grill.
Passa Grill, okay.
He was brought up in St. Petersburg, so yeah.
Ah, so we had dinner at a place called Hurricane Grill, which was a lot of fun, and spent the evening watching the sunset at that particular beach. We also hit a beach called Howard Park up by Tarpon Springs, which was absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so then from there we decided, well, now what are we going to do? So we decided to go back into Orlando, found a place to stay for the night, and went to Epcot on Friday, and that was a lot of fun. And then stayed in Orlando again Friday night, and then Saturday we just kind of drove around, and we Googled some different parks. We went to, I think, two or three different parks on Saturday in the Orlando area until it was time for us to come home. But so we hit up a lot. We did a lot.
See, I was in Mount Dora on Saturday, everyone, just to let you know. I was with Emily and I was with Arthur at Mount Dora, just if you want to know, Nancy, where your daughter was. So, yes, and we left early because I had said to, that's why I had said, Lisa, you'd have to come really early because to get there, Mount Dora, you would have loved Mount Dora, but I don't think you had enough time.
Time.
Yeah. So, but I hope, you know, now I just want to tell you, I'm so sad that my guest didn't come. So, I need to make sure that he's okay. I hope he's okay. Cause I know I talked to Grant this morning, so I am going to reschedule him, everyone. We have 13 minutes, so it's not, I can't bring, even if he comes on, Candy, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
So I can't bring him on 13 minutes.
I still can't. Yeah.
Yeah, I still can't bring him on. So either he missed, maybe he thought it was at 6 o'clock versus an hour before, but I did tell him what time. But we'll reschedule Grant, and hopefully he'll be okay. Isn't that crazy? Nancy, I have to tell you, and I'm so happy, Lisa and Candy, you were available, because I talked to Nancy. I just met Nancy. She is the mother of Arthur's girlfriend. And we just met, and she's just such a lovely lady. And I know that she had such Earth Mother in her, Lisa, that I really was happy that she actually got to talk to you. Nancy, Lisa channels Mother Gaia. Do you know? And Mother Gaia is the Earth.
Oh, sure. Yes.
So
yes.
I was really happy. And, of course, Candy, who's our angel, my angel. And that you got to speak with both of them, I was really happy with, because I don't know who else would have been better to speak to you about your trial coming up.
I'm so happy to have some guidance there. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you know, we're gonna follow you. But I hope I've turned you into a new listener, because poor Nancy, I told her she could find her. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, but I told her she could find her best. One of her best friends died about a year ago, was it, or 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah. It was suddenly his lungs froze. There's a medical term for it. And, he died. He actually helped us book our airplane flights. And when I got back, he was on the ventilator. I never was able to talk to him again.
Yeah.
It went that quick.
And see, when I brought him through, guys, and I did bring him through very shortly, he keeps showing me, and she doesn't know, maybe you can see it also, but he keeps showing me Valentine's Day. So, and it was Valentine's Day before he died. It was very important to him, and I just don't know what he's trying to show me for her. So it might have been important to him, or it might have been something that, Nancy, that you don't remember. But he's showing me, in fact, it's a doily. It's got a big heart with a white doily behind it. And it says, be mine on it. So I know he's showing me this for you because he's certainly not my ghost. But He, you know, he does, and that's why I wished, like I said, I could have brought Grant through for you. He keeps throwing, he's also, for me, throwing you kisses, like with his hands, like,
like that. Yeah, he was, missed incredibly.
Yeah, and he's saying, unless any of, if either of you are bringing him through, but he's saying you made a big difference in his life. He felt like an outsider, even though you might not have thought that, but because you thought he was always happy, but inside he's telling me he cried a lot and that you made a big difference in how he felt about himself. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah, I think that the group that we hung around, we were all a little different, and we all felt, you know, comfortable in our own skin, because he was a friend as a teenager, right? When you're a teenager, you're, you know, in an awkward time, I guess. And, yeah, the group always felt, you know, in our own normal when we were together, you know.
Yeah, but he's showing
each other.
Me. Well, you need to check with somebody, because I do see this this heart and this doily, and he's been showing it to me since yesterday. Do you pick anything up, Lisa or Candy?
Who was this guy that you hung?
He was just a friend from high school, and just somebody that, you know, we just became really good friends, and just someone that you always. There's only certain people you could share stories with, and you could, you know, appreciate the true story. Anybody else, it might be boring. Or he was just a great person and a good friend, and he was
what
just
was his
full
first
of fun.
Name?
Todd.
Okay. You know what, I'm agreeing with everything that Bonnie has given you, and I'll add to the fact that I feel like he had a great affinity for you, is what I'm going to call it. And I feel like there were parts of him that felt more of an outcast than he led people to believe. Like, on the inside, he felt very distant from people and disconnected and almost what I would say suicidal at times.
Yeah, well, and see, we grew up in the 80s, and that was when, and he was gay, and
okay.
He had to
that
hide that forever.
Yep.
Right.
That makes
because
sense to me.
It's a different time now, but in
yep.
the 80s, like, his father probably wouldn't have accepted it, and, you know, it's just a different time.
Right, and that's,
yeah,
exactly, unfortunately. That's exactly what, yep. And you accepted him. You never judged him for who he was then or who he was now, and that's the affinity he had for you, and he just thanks you for that. It's like a loop of love. The only thing I can call it is a loop of love. He's just sending love in a constant loop, and it's a never ending. It's an infinity loop.
Yeah,
it's a loop of
and
thank
see that.
Yeah,
and well, and that's why to lose him like that. It was the same for him. You know, like it was always he accepted. You know, there was a group of us, and you just accepted the person for who they were, and it was, you know, special in their own right, you know, where sometimes the world doesn't always accept your individuality or, you know, but yeah.
Right.
Well, all we can tell you is that he felt the same way. I mean, I know I could see, maybe that's why he just keeps giving me this red heart with Be Mine and a big white doily, but it's a box. So I know it's given on Valentine's Day. So, just keep thinking about the Valentine's Day before he left. Around Valentine's, something happened around Valentine's Day. Either something important to him happened around that Valentine's Day. So, you know, maybe if you're talking to your crowd or your group or whatever, maybe somebody will remember.
Well, I did. I messaged my girlfriend, and she can't think of anything that happened, but I haven't. There's another friend that she may have got something about that.
Okay.
The other
just
one missed.
Keep looking for it, because he keeps handing it to me, and he's not letting me stop. So just try to sing it and figure it out. And if you do, please give me a holler and a call. You know, we'll
be
in touch.
I will, Bonnie.
But I want to thank you, Nancy. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it so much, and I hope that everything goes your way.
Oh, thanks, Bonnie. Started on your book. Get started
I'm
on your book.
I'm going to, girlfriend, because I already have three people who will buy it. You, Candy, and Lisa.
That's right. Absolutely, I will.
Thank you.
That's right. And just because you're afraid of failure doesn't mean you shouldn't write the book.
You must be psychic, because I never said I was afraid of failure.
Well, you know, that's, well, and even with my case, you just, you know, it's one of those things, you do what you can and be surprised at what gets done. I'm not Catholic, but St. Francis de Assisi, that was one of his mottos for, but he helped the poor, and that was one of his things, and he did an incredible amount of work.
Why, thank you, because a lot of people call on St. Francis, so thank you so, so much, Nancy. I will be talking to you soon, girlfriend.
Yes. All right, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
All right.
Hey, girls.
I'll tell you, I thank everybody for listening, all my guests here. I thank you. This is such a, like, live, you never know what's going to happen on this show. Lisa and Candy, thank you. I had a whole board full of callers. Oh, my goodness. Grant had a whole board full. But this was fun, and I love it, and we're talking, and I just thank everybody. It means a lot when you put somebody on and they get a message, and certainly, especially about Mother Gaia, Earth, animals, and lakes and streams. I wanted to make sure that Nancy got heard. So I thank everybody here. I thank you, Lisa. I mean, I pulled you in just like Candy. Candy always expects the unexpected from me, but I don't know about you.
Oh, I'm all good with it. You know that.
Yes, I love it. And you know, where Candy, are you there? Candy? You know, I think I need Candy. Wait a minute. Let me see. Candy.
Hi.
Hi. Did I mute you?
Oh, no, I had to recall in. Something happened.
Oh, okay, well, I've got to tell you, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank everybody for listening. You know, it's crazy, Lisa and Candy. Sometimes, you know, that's what I love about this show. We have so many supporters, you guys, and so many out there in chat and listening. And I could have taken everybody, but I know a lot of people wanted to hear Grant. But the great thing for me is that Nancy got heard. That's important. It's an ecosystem. It's Canada. It's about our world and what's going on, especially with big box stores and what she's talking about. I agree with you, Lisa, so much. I saw it, that it's going to take, the only thing that will stop that is the act of God, meaning that she can find that law that the judge won't even have to make a decision, because what she's going to then tell the people is if they want to continue, they'll have to change the law.
Right.
So I love that, and that's what I saw too. And I she's been fighting this. It's named after an Indian spirit guide where they're at, and I know that. Getting chills now, the Ojabi or Owabi or something like that Indians, even though they weren't a part of the land, they were a part of this whole ecosystem. So it was they landed on first up in Canada. So I know she's being looked at and over by a lot of people, and it is going to take an act of God, but I know it can be done, and I needed her to come on here. So I have 90 seconds. I want to tell you and thank you very much. You rocked the house, of course. And I want to thank everybody for listening and chatting. And we will see you Friday. You know who I have on the show, Lisa? It's one of your
friends. Yes, David. Yes,
David.
I can't wait.
David Matthew Brown is getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, California time, to come be on our show at 9. He's going to be bringing his two books. Into the Light and 90 Days of Heat. It is an incredible self-effacing, self-facing and wonderful journey that he has been on. And I can't wait to let you hear from him. And he will be on Friday at 9. So everyone, have a great day. Oh, and I'll see you tomorrow for Dr. Ronco and the girls. So have a great day, and thank you again. Thanks, everybody, for being with me and being patient. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, rest of your day, and I will see you back here at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.